Happy Halloween.
And welcome to day 24. Sorry we're a little late today. It is storming outside. And, you know, this wouldn't be talking with cannabis without cannabis, so...
We're talking.
We're still gonna be out here in this weather.
We're gonna be shouting with cannabis.
smoking with you guys. So, we're gonna start with underrated horror films. So, if you're interested in anything that maybe no one has talked about very often, or maybe that isn't really high on the charts... Here is a list for you. So we're going to look at 30 criminally underrated horror movies that'll scare your socks off from purewow.com. In case you want to look that up later, it is purewow.com. So let's go ahead and jump over to the list and get started.
The Invitation.
That's the first one?
2015.
Okay. Number two is Session 9 from 2001. I haven't heard of any of these so far.
The Black Coat's Daughter.
The Black Coat's
2015.
Daughter. You know what?
The Emma girl?
Emma...
What's the little girl name?
Emma Roberts.
Roberts.
I'm not a big fan of her. But... What I was gonna say was, I've heard of that movie, but I haven't seen it. What's next on the list?
The Faculty.
It didn't scare my socks off, but it was kind of creepy. Yeah, it's underrated, for sure. The Wailing, 2016. That movie was actually really fucking scary. Confusing, but scary. So yeah, I would say it's underrated, because everyone always talks about Train to Busan instead. But The Wailing is scary.
Ganja and Pests.
1973. It looks terrifying.
Ju-on, The Grudge, 2004. Whoa.
That was definitely overrated. I mean, underrated. Sorry. Tourist Trap, 1979. That one looks cheap.
Afflicted, 2013. Oh, yeah.
Train to Busan, 2016. See? Man, it is really storming, and our backyard is starting to flood. I'm not really sure how long this is going to last.
What happened to our incense?
I put it back in there because it wouldn't stick, and, you know, it's just, it's really crazy right now.
The Girl on the Third Floor.
Huh. All
2019.
Right. Lake Mungo, 2008.
Good Night, Mommy, 2015.
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it. I watched the preview, and it did seem really scary. Next is From Beyond, 1986. Then we have Body at Britain Rock, 2019. Wounds, 2019. Professor, 2020. Creep, 2014. Black Box, 2020. Midsummer, 2014. Hellions, 2015. Daughters of Darkness, 1971. The Crazies, 2010.
I'm the Crazies.
Tetsuo the Bullet Man, 2017. Southbound, 2016.
What number are we on?
26. The Alchemist Cookbook, 2016. Emily, 2016. The People Under the Stairs, 2018. I mean, my bad. It's number 28 on the list. The year is 1991, my bad. I was thinking of what I just read before. So, yeah, my bad. The next one is The Platform, 2019. And number 30 on the list is Overlord 2018. Wow. I didn't really, I don't know. I heard it was bad, but I guess I should have just watched it for myself and seen if it was really scary or not.
Ultra Lord. No. Well, I can see my breath. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's, the temperature's dropped. We're literally in the middle of a storm right now, but it sounds like it's letting up a little bit. It's not nearly as bad as it was, like, before we started, you know?
This is sad.
But, like, leaves are floating back here. Like... The styrofoam is starting to move now. If we end up getting a mini alligator back here, I'm gonna freak the fuck out.
I'm gonna keep my name Gerald.
No, we are not keeping Gerald. Gerald has to go. Sorry, Gerald. They bite. And they eat dogs.
Nonsense. He'll have a muzzle.
Well, that's inhumane for him, because then he's just in, like, a mouth cage his whole life after that.
But imagine the best friends they would be.
with the muzzle on only, and then, it's just not right. But...
Max would go up to him and be touching his back.
Our next segment is even more Halloween appetizers. Yes, I found even more
even
Halloween
more.
Appetizers. It keeps on going. It's endless. So we're going to be looking at 4 easy Halloween appetizers from Tasty.co. I only picked 4 because I gave you guys a really long list of Halloween appetizers for, like, 2 episodes already, so you're getting 4 more and that's it.
You want to smoke this blunt?
I thought maybe we should save it for, like, you know, when we're running really low, because we have to get through the rest of this week until the weekend, and then we can go on our little trip and get some more goodies. Well, you know what I mean. Like, we're going to get extra goodies on the weekend. I'm so excited.
I think it'll keep us from making more sessions. That's why I said maybe we should just...
Fine.
You can take that and we can smoke this. And that'll be that.
All right, but you know I'm going to eventually take another bong hit. Like,
eventually.
It's not going to stop me.
But it'll stall you.
Yeah, it'll stall me for a minute or two.
All right, let's pull up the article.
Let's pull up the article. We did a lot of cooking and baking today, so our feet are screaming right now. Huh, honey?
Yours are. I think I'm okay.
Oh. Well, usually your feet hurt too, but yeah, mine are hurting me bad. Crocs are not the most comfortable shoe to be, like, baking cookies in.
They're the most comfortable shoes in the world. They're not shoes, they're Crocs. So,
it's a lie.
Freddy.
Yeah.
So you get your pan, you get your hot dogs, you grill them up, right?
Well, let me turn the mic at you. Make sure you're enunciating.
Then, hold on. No, wait, let me go back. Because after you pull them out, you do like a little slight incision. Don't cut all the way through, cut into it. And then you take one part of it up so it looks like a finger.
Right, with the fingernail and stuff.
Yep, so you put the little ketchup on the bud. Right? Put your finger on there. Boom, you got bloody fingers. Boom, you get your hard-boiled egg. Cut it out. And you take out all the inside, the yolk. You get your Dijon. Your mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
Your paprika. Salt and pep. Right? You know what's going on here, folks. Mix it up. Until it's nice and orange. Then you get a cheesecloth. Put it in there. Tube it out, boom, 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 back into the shell. Paprika back on the top. Put a little piece of, parsley in there, and it looks like a little tiny pumpkin. Get 2 cups of shredded chicken, cream cheese,
pumpkin.
Monterey Jack, cheddar, buffalo sauce, ranch. I think I know where they're going with this.
Ooh, that looks good already.
Mix her up real good. Put your pizza dough down, roll it out. Right.
Into little triangles, right?
You cut out a couple triangles.
Oh.
And then it stopped.
It looks like they're making little bats, maybe?
Why'd the video stop?
Well, the storm is picking back up now.
Well, they done knocked down the fucking towers or something, because my internet ain't working.
Well, if it's bad over here, imagine how bad it is in Elk Grove.
Oh, my God.
It's probably insane.
Yeah, this is insane.
You hear this rain? Well, of course they hear it. It's like you can't not hear it.
I don't know why it's not letting us go. Come on, man. All right, I'll refresh it.
Frickin' tasty, bro.
Come on, man. We were on this, the third recipe?
Yeah, we were. Ooh!
I'm getting a little misty over here, huh?
No, the tree was tilting. That's why I said that. Our tree. Like this one?
Yeah.
It's a direct line to the house.
Yep.
Fuck.
This video won't play. I don't know what the hell happened. So, they don't want to tell us anymore. Sorry to all my listeners.
It looks like it was a... like buffalo chicken cheese, like pizza dip thing. Halloween buffalo chicken skillet dip.
Okay.
And they made it like a pumpkin. See it?
Yeah, they put the pie crust on the top to make it look like a pumpkin, cut it out. Cut out the little pieces. Yeah.
And the last one was Halloween layered dip. Let me click on the Halloween buffalo chicken skillet dip and see if we can read it out for y'all. Should we read them the ingredients or how to do it?
Maybe just the ingredients so they can get an idea. We probably told them all the ingredients.
Oh.
Already, so.
Well, it was 2 cups chicken cooked and shredded, 8 ounces cream cheese softened, 1/2 cup Monterey Jack cheese, 2/3 cup cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup buffalo sauce, 1/2 cup ranch dressing, 2 tubes refrigerated pizza dough, 4 ounces cheddar cheese, block of cheese, cubed, and then 2 tablespoons of melted butter. So basically, you're putting that like chicken cheese mixture like in, you know, your pizza dough in the skillet. And you brush it with butter.
Okay.
So, let me pull up the other one.
I can dig it.
The Halloween layered dip. You want to give them the rundown on that? Hold on, it's pulling up.
Pull up, run down.
Here's the ingredients, and then the instructions are down there.
I was hoping they would actually just play the video.
There is no video on that part. Just
wiggity whack, so here's how you...
Just read them the ingredients.
I know what I'm doing.
This rain is bad.
Yeah, this water is like up to our ears. Okay, so 16 ounce refried beans, 1 can, 1/2 cup of salsa, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1 cup of guacamole. Then you garnish it with lettuce, tomato, 1/4 cup of black olives, and tortilla chips to serve. Sounds great. I mean, it's just a freaking 4-layer dip.
All right. So that wraps up our Halloween appetizers. So, sweetheart, what is our very last segment?
40 best Halloween punch recipes to spice up your costume party.
Yep, so if you're into Halloween punch, check out this list.
From countryliving.com.
Here we go.
Tart cherry eyeball punch. It looks fucking great.
Yummy.
It looks like little eyeballs with the berries inside of them, inside of like some reddish drink. Then we got pomegranate rum punch. That looks fantastic. It's very red. They put the pomegranate in there, in the drink. Then we got warm tea and cider punch. Tea.
Tea. What's the tea? Next, we have classic margaritas. Alright. Spiced cranberry ombre punch. Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, it's doing an ombre of like green and red.
Next is Witch's Wicked Punch.
Okay.
It had a nice foam to it.
It was green with the foam on the top.
Yeah. Next we have Franken Punch. And then we have a delightful Halloween punch with orange sorbet or sherbet. Then we have Polyjuice Potion Punch. Layered Candy Corn Punch. Hocus Pocus Halloween Punch. Apple Pumpkin Beer Punch. Witch's wow. Brew.
Yeah, we know that one.
Lime Sherbet Punch. Non-alcoholic White Punch. Pumpkin Pie Punch. Pumpkin Keg. Slow Cooker Caramel Apple Cider. Ooh. Spiked Halloween Punch. Pomegranate Ginger Punch. Penitent Punch. Pumpkin Pie Punch.
No, it's fire.
Halloween Sangria.
A nice little sangria.
Swamp Potion Halloween Punch. That looks nasty.
That looks like that's for kids.
Halloween Scorpion Venom Punch.
Wow.
Alright. Lemon Slime Halloween Punch.
Wow.
Halloween Sangria. Blood Orange Blackberry Rum Punch. Wow. Ooh, that sounds delicious.
All of these just sound so crazy.
I kind of want to make that. There's Voodoo Punch. Oh, that's fun. Hocus Pocus Fizz.
Looks like they use orange soda.
Yeah. Caramel Apple Sangria. Ooh.
That looks crazy. What the fuck? Who's coming up with this stuff?
Goosebumps Halloween Punch.
That
and
looks
it looks
good
like
too.
They put like a sherbet in there.
Yep.
Eyeball Halloween Punch. Blood Red Rum Punch. Spiked Jolly Rancher Punch. Ooh, we should make that.
Okay.
And then there's Toxic Ooze Halloween Punch. Pumpkin Punch. Polyjuice Potion.
Wow.
Slow Cooker Spiced Wine.
You know, that's going to be spicy.
Trick or Treat Punch. And it has a fun ombre of like purple, orange, and green.
Yeah.
And then we have Vampire Punch.
That looks cool as fuck.
Yes, it does. Witch's Potion Drink with more foam. And that was it.
All right, y'all.
So if you were interested in any of those and you decided to make them, maybe let us know how they tasted and how they turned out. And let me know if you added alcohol to any of those, if any of them didn't have alcohol in the recipe. And let me know how it turned out.
Yeah, you guys.
That wraps up today's recipes and today's, you know, just episode in general. If you couldn't tell, I'm extremely exhausted. So we're going to go ahead and head out. As always, you know, enjoy the rest of your day. And hopefully you guys are prepared for the Halloween holiday. So we're going to go ahead and head out. Happy Halloween.
More.